WRWB, calling station WSHM 738. Got a copy?
I do hear you. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning.
So we'll be on a short string today because I see Detroit is down.
Oh, it must be either A, maintenance, doing some maintenance on it, or B, they shut it down for a reason that, involves tomfoolery.
Yeah, who knows, but, I noticed every now and then it, is not there, so I don't know if it's a reoccurring problem by design and or other, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know.
Anyway, it's going to be another warm one today. That's what the weatherman's saying. I think another 87 or 88 degree day, and they're talking about rain. But again, as I talked about earlier, I think not till 11 o'clock at night. So the day is not a washout. That's the good part of it.
Right.
Although, I'll be honest with you, we could actually use a little rain for the lawn, I think. Especially now that the temperature has ramped up a little bit the last couple of days, so a little water wouldn't hurt it, to be honest with you. So I prefer, to happen overnight rather than messing up the day if I had a choice.
Yeah. True. My lawn right now, I pretty much almost scalped it, so it needs rain.
Yeah, they say technically experts will tell you only cut a third off the top of a blade of grass, right? Not to stress it out. And then in times of this kind of heat, you want to leave it a little longer. So that's what the experts say.
No, they're not lying. It's true, but, the way my grass is growing, it was like, man, for a minute there, it's like, every time I turn around, it's like, I just cut this a few days ago, and I don't put no fertilizer on it, so.
Well, typically grass grows a lot better when it's cooler, 70, 75 and sunny. Probably grows like wildfire, but in the heat, it's a different deal typically. So, anyways, it is what it is, so Mother Nature will bless us, I guess, with a little rain tonight. Should help.
That should, make it nice and green for me anyway.
You know what they say about rain, right, Mike? It's the old adage. They've been saying it for years. Let me see if I get it exactly right. I might have it a little jumbled up. A good dose of rain keeps the coax cutters away at night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Long week, Mike, a long week. That's 3 days last week, so this week is torturous at minimum.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to jump out of here for a minute. Get my coffee here. It's done brewing.
Okay, yeah, do what you gotta do. Anyways, we're gonna be on a short string today anyway, so I'll catch up with you, Mike. Have a good morning, and we'll see you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Alrighty, we'll talk to you later. WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WSB 202. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WSGU 202, monitoring.
WSGU 844, monitoring.
WSGU 202, 844, good morning to you, Sherman.
Good morning, 202.
We're waiting here for you.
Two didn't hear you. The baby's out there playing games again with you. Yourself a good day there, 202. And I'm back monitoring.
All right, 844. We'll try this. We'll get on the big boy radio.
Now, so, have yourself a good day. I'll finish up the coffee here. WSGU 844.
I'm going back to bed.
844, you allow WSOZ 793.
Hey, good morning, 793 WSGU 844.
Good morning, Sherman. What's happening?
Well, just trying to get the cobwebs out of my head this morning, too. I'm just coming into Utica here on 53 right now.
Yeah. It's loud and proud. This thing's sounding okay.
Oh yeah, you got the modulation this morning. It's sounding real good, yes. Sound a lot better than you did yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, Roger that. That damn computer. My keyboard's dead. I spilled a glass of water yesterday, and I guess it must have got in it. Now I can't compute. I'm thinking about just going back to bed now with it.
Copy that. I wish I could do that too, man. I slept out on the couch with the dog. All three of us. Kelly did also. Because we tried putting a cone around her so she wouldn't mess around with her wound, and it didn't go well, so three of us slept on the couch, so I'm a little sore and tired this morning.
All right, well, if you don't mind me asking, what didn't go well with the dog?
She was fixed yesterday, so she's a female, so, and yeah, you, she's got to stay away from that wound for a week or so, and, yeah, so we put the cone on her, on and put her in her cage for the night, and that didn't go well. She didn't. She started whining, and so Kelly's a soft at heart, and she couldn't take it. So I didn't want it, her to stay out there by herself and the dog all night. So yeah, so the three of us spent the night on the couch. So yeah, but it is what it is. What we do for our pets.
Alright, well, with how lousy my morning's going, that gave me a chuckle. I'm picturing the three of you laying on the couch. I don't know, I had to have a chuckle there.
I copy that. Well, we have reclining on her side and on my side, and then there's a thing that comes down to put our drinks in that. So she laid between us, and Kelly had her arm around her neck, and I had my hand on her back end, so in case she tries to move to lick her wound, that'd wake me up and it would stop her.
Wow, you're right. The things you go through for your pets. Yeah, I figured she probably had her in the, when you had her in the cages, she probably don't understand that the thing around her neck and, you know, it probably was really messing her up there. So, yeah, like I said, I pictured the three of you. Man, I can't picture your couch. I ain't never seen it, but I just pictured general couch and mine, the three of you on there holding the dog down and stuff.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, it was a fun night. But, I got to take some ibuprofen when I get to the warehouse. My neck is a little sore. So, and, we'll go from that.
Yeah, roger that. Well, not much to report over here. That second cup of coffee is almost gone. I'm debating on a third or to lay down because I'm kind of disappointed here. I can't use my I can't use my computer until I get a keyboard. I suppose if worst comes to worst, I could whip out one of my laptops for now, but and just other things. It didn't go smooth yesterday, stuff falling over and, you know, it was like, oh boy, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, can it get any worse than this?
I copy that, find something big enough to put your, keyboard in and, if you have any rice at home, put some rice in it and, that usually will suck up all the water.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all evaporated out of it. When I spilled, I know some of it got on the keyboard, and the first thing I did was flip the keyboard upside down, face down, and left it like that for a while. And the keyboard was working last night. My scratch pad took a direct hit, my notebook took a direct hit, and I just, you know, set it on the floor there. After about an hour or two, the pages were dry again. That's how hot it is in here. And the keyboard worked last night, so got up here this morning and set my radio all up the way it's supposed to be and everything and la la la. And I went to go get on the computer and do some stuff, and that's the end of that.
Oh, yeah, I copy that. I remember at the lake some time ago dropping one of my scanners in the water or cell phone in the water, and I had to put it in a bowl of rice. Open up everything I could and let it sit for 12 hours, and they fired back up. So I got lucky there.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I know the rice trick. I know all about the rice trick. This wasn't going to happen with this one. Besides, I ain't got no rice over here anyway. Uncle Ben's done left the... Uncle Ben's done left the building there, okay?
Yeah, roger, roger. All right, buddy. I just pulled into the warehouse parking lot, so... Gonna see if I can drive today. See if they finally got all my information up in their Frito-Lay cloud or whatever you want to talk about it. So I can drive. If not, I'm gonna have to find myself another chauffeur. So have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Stay cool and dry. We're supposed to have some storms and warm weather today also.
Hey, Sherman. Well, I was sitting here. The only reason why I turned it on is because I figured I'd catch you. I knew I'd probably catch you going to work there, so get in and say hello and good morning and all the other stuff. So anyway, you have yourself a good day. Good talking to you. You sound great. Really great, man. How good you sound. Good everything you do. And we'll talk to you on the other side there. Catch you later, my friend. WSRZ 793, and I'm listening for a little bit.
Roger that, Dave. Good talking to you also. Have yourself a great day. Sounding good there also. And, yeah, we'll catch you on the other side. Have a great day. WSGU 844, and we are clear.
WSGU 202, good morning.
Long time right there.
SIK 839 WRQE 419 monitoring.
I'll bite. What are you monitoring this morning?
Just saying good morning and hello to everybody.
All righty. Are you on the Mount Clemens?
On the 675. Macomb, over.
Correct. Okay. Just checking. I just tried Detroit, and it seems like it's down. Jack would probably know.
Yeah, I'm breaking up a bit. I'm in Bloomfield Hills right now, monitoring and driving to work. Breaking up a bit for me, so apologize, didn't hear your last one.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a cruise for Mount Clemens, but... I think Detroit might work better for you, but I think it's down. I was just wondering if Jack was out here. He'd know.
clear copy on that.
Copy, RUG-488. Jack, you around, or is it too early for you? Oh, well, I'll check it when I get home. All right, I was just running to grab some breakfast, and I'm here. Drive safe. Talk to you later. WRUU-850.
Appreciate that. Same to you. WRQE-419. Out.
WSEU-202, mobile and monitoring.
WRZF-865, monitoring.
WSHR-566, WSCN-793, you got yours on?
WSEU-202, and we're monitoring. Thank you.
WSDT 257, no bottom line monitoring.
WSIJ 839, listening. WSIJ 839, listening.
WSIJ
5. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
What's with the echo? WIZX 218, WIUG 38, copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 38, copy.
How am I sounding? Doing okay. Looks like it's about ready to rain over here, but sounding all right. Just a little bit of bacon frying, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm on the lake, so that's why, you know, sounding that way. All cleared out, that's why.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, just some bacon frying. You on your handheld there?
Yeah, with a short antenna, that's why. Not that long antenna, not the Nagoya. That's why. So what'd you do? Did you do anything with that antenna?
Well, I got a new mag mount put on it, and I put it all back together, and it seemed to work And then today it quit. It locked up again. It's not transmitting like it's supposed to. I don't know. So I put that 72 in Nagoya on there and it works perfect. So there's something wrong with that Nagoya dual band antenna. Because it's a foldable one. I don't know if it's broke its connection inside of it maybe there, Roger.
That was on DB20G.
Copy that, yeah, the 72. The Goya 72 was on that. I got it on the rudder bit. So I'm running that.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, that's what happened. The DB20 with a different antenna is not going to work that great. It has to be Nagoya.
Copy that. Now, is that 2x4 you're running on your truck, is that a mag mount?
Yeah, it's a magnet mount, but hey, there is no better antenna than that one. A little bit expensive, but there's no better antenna than that one yet.
Yeah, Roger that. And that's an NMO mag mount?
No, it's 2x4. If you Google 2x4 or go on Amazon, put down 2x4, and you'll see it.
How does it go into the magnetic mount? Does it screw in, or is it an NMO?
Yeah, it'll screw in. I'll send you a picture of the magnet mount. I have a picture here, I'll send it to you.
Alright, Roger that. Man, then I can tell. Yeah, something's wrong with this Nagoya BC-200 dual band. I don't know, it's not making a connection and can't trust it now.
The BC-200 is not going to work very good. Unless you have the 72 in Nagoya, and that is good deception they give you.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah.
Yeah, I will send you that picture of that 2x4. You know, and also the Magnemon. The Magnemon came on R and L. That's where that Magnemon is from.
Yeah, Roger that. That's kind of three-way Magnemon. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I would say so. Because, you know what, sizes. They go in size of a quarter.
Yeah, Roger that. I think I know the one you got there and talking about. I've seen it before on Amazon or someplace. Roger.
No, Amazon don't have it. The only people I was just telling you about, that's the only place they have it. Amazon don't have that one.
Yeah, DX Engineering, I think. I've seen it, I guess.
Oh, that, I don't know. Yeah, they might sell these. I never bought one from them, but they might do sell 2x4. You know what I mean? I don't know about the Magnemon, but that Magnemon R&L, that's what it was from. And that's the only place I found it.
Copy that. All right, Jack, let you go. I'm going to get me here. I didn't even eat lunch. Here it is, 4 o'clock. You have a good one. Yeah, wow. Watch that lightning if it gets stormy coming through here. We'll talk at you this evening. WRPX 218, we're clear after you.
Hi, Randall, take care. Have a good day. WIUG,
566 to WSTU 844, you out there?
I was just going to text you that back there, buddy, WSTU 844. Yeah, I heard that you had a run, so that's why I waited for you to get back with me. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, tired. Just got done working, so I'm heading northbound on 53 from 17 Mile Road. So you guys are busy today, eh?
Yeah, this is, I think, the fifth run I went on.
Copy that. And you're on engine one?
Yeah, till six.
Copy that. Aren't you an officer?
No, they know I like to drive, so I drive most of the time. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, so you're driving. Okay, usually if you don't drive, then you sit in the officer's seat, and you're the one on the radio.
Right.
Copy that.
Do you know if the repeaters were on today or not? Probably not. I'm with you working and everything.
You mean the network, the link? I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I turned it on and off here and there, and it's been quiet. I haven't heard anybody. WSU 844.
WSHR 566. Yeah, oh, roger that.
And I listened to the other bands. See if anybody was going to talking about the weather or not, but enough. There were some guys out there that were talking, and but they weren't talking about the weather. They were talking about some other things that going on Saturday. I won't repeat it because there's some people that are listening, but that it's no big deal, really. But I'll talk to you about it off the radio.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm surprised radio's coming in here pretty good where I'm at.
Ever since Sean did some maintenance on the repeater, it's been really good. Like I said, I was talking to people the other day all the way on the Mount Clemens repeater, all the way west of Emily City on 59. I'm sorry, not 59. 69. I'm close.
Dang, yeah, I try to, when I left your house the other day, I tried to get on there, and when I got off of 69 and I tried calling Dave, well, of course, he probably wasn't available, but it seemed like it was real, real staticky.
Can't copy that. Well, where were you at the time? Do you remember?
Yeah, I just got off of I-69 air and getting on to M-53.
If your ball thing was hooked up to an antenna on the vehicle, probably would have been a little quieter, but still, like I said, it was a good day on Sunday, so yeah, you might have hit it pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe next time I come out your way, I'll bring both antennas. Maybe I'll bring the big one. Maybe that'll make a difference.
Mike, you never know. You never know. I was going to say, I'm going to have to, you have to program the Mayville repeater in your radio and the Flem repeater.
Yeah, copy. Is it the Mayville 462-550 or no?
Roger, roger. And it's got the same tone also that the Mount Clemens has.
Now, I can't talk and at reach a guy from here, right? I have to have they have to be open so I bounce off the one in Mount Clemens, right?
If you're out my way, going down 69, you'll be able to use the Mayville power. But from your house, no, you won't be able to use it. And then once you get past my way a little bit, the Flint repeater is a good repeater, and you can keep that going up to 75 past maybe Saginaw, and then they have another repeater up there somewhere.
Yeah, copy that. I tried giving Dave a shout around noontime when I went out once, but no answer. He probably wasn't monitoring his radio.
Copy that. Was there anybody out there?
No, I listened at lunchtime, and there was nobody on there for about a half hour, and then when I come back from calls here, every once in a while I would turn it on, didn't hear anybody. I just waited for you.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll talk to you later about it off the radio. I was going to say something, but I'll talk to you off the radio. But, the retirees are probably working in the yard, and then the other people that are working, who knows? There's a lot of people that just monitor. Not too many people talk on this thing. So it's either morning time or evening time.
Yeah, copy that. So tomorrow, I'm not working tomorrow, so around 6, I'll hear you on the radio. I'll give you a shout tomorrow.
In the AM?
Yeah, yep, roger that.
Okay, you don't work tomorrow, you're going to be up that early? Wow.
Well, I usually get up at 5 in the morning anyways for it, but no, I usually have my bail thing and my Z4 on the table. Sometimes I sleep on the couch because Tanya's just so restless I can't sleep, so I'll listen to my Z4 and I'll have this monitoring too.
Copy that. I told you that I got a new battery for my G5 and then that amp. But usually by about 2-3 o'clock, my G5 is dead. And still working right now with the new battery. So right now I'm monitoring just Macomb County fire. It's scanning through all the Macomb County fire talk groups besides Fraser. And center line.
Yeah, copy that. My battery, like, if I, because I got to charge it when I get home. When it gets down to, like, 2 bars, I'll charge it, and usually it'll last about almost 3 days.
Well, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, I usually, I get home, I'll put it in the charger, leave it in there overnight, so. But, yeah, so, I think I've had this thing for almost 3 years. So, and the battery was still working, it just didn't last. It only lasts about 8 hours. So, and even if I just was monitoring one department.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, I don't have mine on all day long. You know, if I go somewhere, I'll put it on, or, and then when I get home, I shut off. Most times I leave it on all the time is when I'm at night time, when I go to bed, I monitor Detroit. Because he's got it set up on there that if we get a run, it's priority and it'll go right to us, so.
Copy that. Yep. That's cool. And does he have an alert for you?
No, he said he could do that, but you know what, Sharon, I really don't need that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's funny. I was up there on Clay Township visiting Chris one time, and all those guys have G4s. They're G4s, I think. And then Escola County's got G4s also that they use. But anyways, I was over there talking to Chris while he was working a shift, and he thought their phones went off, and his G4 had the alerts, and it was different.
Yeah, copy that. That one friend of mine that programmed my radio, he said that I think all St. Clair County, far as I know, they all have G4s or 5s.
Copy that. Yeah, they'll have different talk groups just for the alert to set their pagers off, and then the dispatcher tells them what's going on, and then they go to their regular department talk groups.
Yeah, roger that. I guess that's what they've been trying to do in Macomb County here, but I guess the chiefs don't want it for some reason, but they said they're working on them, so.
Copy that. WSGU 844 with 4 radio ID.
WSHR 566 for radio ID.
It's funny, I heard in the background, and it went off at the same time my G5 went off, but cause usually there's a lag, but that was cool.
Yeah, I heard it in your background, and I heard it here, and I heard it in your background, too.
I have the G5 in a cup holder my console, and the bow thing is above me, clipped to the visor.
Yeah, copy that. Well, hey, I'm gonna open up the airwaves here, and maybe if the repeater goes on, we can talk, or I'll give you a call later on when I get home tonight. WSHR, 566 clear, after last.
Roger, Kev. Hey, be safe out there, and yeah, we'll talk to you a little later. Enjoy the rest of your shift. Well, you only got a little over a half hour to go, so be safe. Talk to you later, buddy. WSGU 844 will be clear and monitoring. WSFC 793 from WSGU 844. You got your radio on? No copy, 793, WSTU 844, monitoring.
WSDU 202.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
WSIL 946, it's awfully quiet out here today, I'm wondering if my radio is still working.
Station 946, WIUG, what do you need? Your radio is doing good. No, you cut it off a little bit.
I need to relocate my antenna. It's not doing too good here. It's just right now.
You're probably on a handheld. If you're on a handheld, you got to find a hot spot. That means clear spot. That's what it is.
Yes, I'm on a handheld.
No problem. If you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your hand held straight up. I should be able to hear you clear. No problem. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG, wait 8.
Good evening, Jack, WSDU 844. Great to hear your voice again.
How you doing, gentlemen? You're sounding good. Your signal is good in the auto. Perfect. Roger.
Roger. I appreciate the good words. Same back at you. Yeah, you're always sounding real good. We're just chilling out. Yeah, the other half is happy. You should have saw her face when she heard your voice. She knows that I'm happy that the link is up for a bit.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So anyhow, is it raining by your chance?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been raining on and off here. Cooling down, but the humidity broke the thermometer.
Yeah, well, it's not raining where I am. I was down Cache Lake. I just came back from there. Was not raining there at all, but not much sunshine out there either. So I don't know what happened to the sunshine. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I don't remember I saw a little bit this morning, not mistaken, but yeah, wasn't much. But, yeah, it'll come back sooner or later. Not gone forever.
Yeah, that's for sure. It'll come back. I always come back to sunshine anyhow. Well, Sherman, good talking to you. You take care. Say hello to the rest of the family. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG, wait 8.
Roger, roger. Great to hear you. Talk to you. Take care of yourself. Stay safe, and hope to talk to you again real soon, Jack. keep yourself healthy there for the FCU 844, and we'll be monitoring. WSDU 844 calling WSHR 566. You still hear me?
WSHR 56 to WSDU 844.
I copy you, Kevin, WSDU 844.
Yeah, I copy that. I heard you call me. I had my radio on A instead of B.
Copy that. I hate when that happens.
Is it raining up there by you?
It was. Now it was just drizzling, and I think it might have stopped. How about by you?
Yeah, it's wet in the backyard here on the patio. It must have rained pretty good for a little bit, and I just want to take the garbage out and start drizzling again.
Callie says get out of the pool and you won't be so wet. Ha ha ha.
No, I did that yesterday.
You on your last text said that they shut off completely. I can't hit power, so that's why you said you hit B instead of A.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Yeah, remember I told you that up here they had an issue with the ladder truck. They couldn't pump water out of the pool.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I mentioned that to the chief, and he says that, it was operator error. He forgot to do something.
Well, I can tell you what it was already. He probably had it in pump mode. He didn't have an RPM mode. Because when you draft, you got to have it in RPM mode. And either that or he had a lot of air in his heart suction.
Yeah, copy that. Well, when he started trying to prime it, you could hear it making noise when they first pull it, but there was they couldn't get water, and then one of the other firefighters said it was leaking underneath the truck, so yeah, but yeah, they got water though.
Yeah, like I said, I bet you he didn't have an RPM mode.
I never had a chance to do any of that. I drove the old International Painter at Lenox County Cab a few times and filled the thing that the water came out of broke. I had to take it back, washed up, and then went to work.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, but that international International Tanker. That was fun to drive. It was a double clutch. Didn't go that fast, and when he get up, it was slow, but it was fun.
Was it a gas engine or was it a diesel?
I think it was gas. It was from the early 60s.
Yeah, that's why. The gas ones don't move as quick or get the power you need. That's why the diesels are better.
Yeah, copy that. Well, Lennox gave it to New Haven to use for a while, and then Ray Township had it for a while, too. I got a picture of it in front of Ray Township Hall and had the lettering on the door, and it was around Christmas time, so it had a wreath in front of the front end.
Is that the one that they got from the DNR?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that one. They had it when Chris was on. I remember they had it there. I remember that.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's still in Michigan or they retired it or went out of state. I don't know whatever happened to it.
It probably went back to the DNR.
Yeah, copy that. All right, just wanted, I'll let the, clear the airwaves and,
coming in real weak.
How's that? Better?
Yeah, that's better. What was your last transmission?
Said, yeah, I'm gonna be calling tonight. It's almost 9. I gotta hit the hay, but we put the cone on Nala so she wouldn't go to her wound there. And she don't like it, but she's calmed down right now because she's laying on the couch between Kelly and I. But when we put her in the cage, last night it wasn't good, so hopefully it'll be better tonight because we both stayed on the couch last night with her.
All right, I'll talk to you in the morning. WSHR 566, clear after the final.
All right, roger that, Kev. Have a good evening. And tell Tanya that Kelly and I said hi, and I'll talk to you in the morning. WSGU 844.
Hi, Tanya.
WSZ 793 up in the mix.
WSDU 202, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, right back to you. Let's see what's happening out here.
I'm just getting ready to sit down for some dinner.
Yeah, I just had mine. I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I think she's in there making chili dogs or something. I don't know. I just smell the onion cooking.
Hey, come on back there, 793, WSFZ 793. This is WSID 817. How you doing tonight?
Doing all right, Mike. What's happening over there?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I've had a really long day. I woke up at a little bit before 6 and Had my coffee, took the dogs for a walk, did a bunch of work today, and then, you know, I've been talking to Cassidy about getting her adopted, and I think I'm going to end up doing it tomorrow. I told the shelter that I'd make a decision by tomorrow, and they called me. They said they want to send her away to a different rescue, and they needed a decision by Friday. So I think I'm going to go in there tomorrow and just have her adopt her myself.
Yeah, right. That's good news, man. That's good to hear. So you made up your mind on that. How many dogs now would you have?
This would make 3 dogs. So I would have Neo, Ducky, and then Cassidy. So 3 dogs all to myself there. They've been keeping me warm at night, and my bed is full, my heart is full. I mean, I could probably handle more dogs, but I think 3 is my limit, though.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you say that now till you run into the next one there, and you're like, I should. Do you have a run for them up there, or anything, a yard for them? I mean, their own yard or anything like that.
Yeah, copy that. I have a fenced-in yard, and like half of my backyard is actually part of an easement. Technically, legally, it belongs to Consumers Energy, but it's all fenced in, so the dogs can just run free except for the one, Ducky. She will get out of the fence. She will, like, push her head underneath the fence, and she'll get out and run around. And I used to let her do it all the time and just run around the neighborhood, but eventually the cops came and animal control came, and they were going to write me a citation, so they made me promise I'd tie her up from then on.
Yeah, I figure as much. They kind of frown on doggies running loose in the neighborhood. I know they're kind of fine. It could be a little dog, it could be a big dog. They don't, it doesn't matter. They just kind of fine. And that's pretty cool, though. You got a yard to run around in and everything. Yeah, some of them dogs you got to watch. They're a little slick, man. They figure some of them dogs are standing there by the fence and just look while the other ones are running around. Some of them will stand by the fence and look and figure it out, plot it out. Can I go under? Can I go over? How much digging would it take to, and they do it, and then when they're not looking, they manage to, I got the border terrorists over here, the border terriers. Yeah, they took a while, they did one of them figured out how to get under the fence and go run around the neighbor's yard and everything. The other ones didn't care, they just ran around in the yard where we were, okay.
Yeah, copy that. The Ducky, she will jump the fence. She will go under it. She will push the fence. She will, like, break the, she will break those ties that are holding the fence together onto the posts. She will find a way. So, yeah, I always have to keep my eye on Ducky because she'll find a way out one way or another. And Cassidy here, I've had her tied up, I've had her on a leash, and I haven't let her run around the backyard very much. But I'll probably do let her run around a little bit more tomorrow. I just didn't want her to give her all the freedom all on the first day and all that. But yeah, she's been really good. There's been no signs of aggression between the dogs, which is my biggest concern. I fostered a dog back in February, but that didn't end up working out because she was kept on biting Ducky, and she would go after Neo sometimes, and it was difficult to keep the peace. But with this one, it's been very, very easy. So I think I'm just gonna go ahead and pull the trigger, go ahead and adopt her.
Yeah, very good, excellent. I like hearing that. I told you that. I was hoping. I kind of figured you would anyway, but that's what I was hoping you'd do. It's another dog, another dog who had nothing and will have a home and some love and everything. You know, I mean, I know there's a million of them out there that need it, but they can't have a million of them. But any time, you know, you or anybody else, you know, drop one of those dogs and take them home and give them love is a good thing there. So one by one, you got to work on them one by one there, okay?
Yep, copy that. I just wanted to drop in and let you know what I was thinking, and I've been having a good time with these dogs, and, you know, Cassidy, she seemed so grateful. The first day, she wouldn't stop rolling in the grass, because she didn't get too much of that at the shelter. You know, like I said, they have wood chip yards there. But, yeah, she loves the grass, and she's getting along with the dogs. I don't think I could take it away from her at this point. But, all right, I'm going to hope that we're still linked up in the morning. I'm getting tired. I think I'm going to go turn in early, because they've been kind of keeping me up at night, waking me up here and there. But, you know, maybe I'll talk to you in the morning. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Very good. Congratulations. I can say that. I do want to say that. You got a heart on you there. Yeah, we'll see if the stuff is opened up in the morning. I'll get in there and say good morning to you if I hear you out there. I'm getting ready to go to bed, too. After I find out, clear out with you, I'm going to probably shut it down and just go to bed. I just want to go to sleep. So, anyway, you sounding good. You have yourself a good night there. We'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring for a few minutes.
Node 710 disconnected.
WRFX 966. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. The rain held off long enough. I got my golf day in. I'm happy.
That's good to hear that. It really is. I'm doing great, too. I just came in from a family house. I was on Cass Lake and just came back. And everything was good over there. Boats out there, running back and forth, and all the good stuff.
Well, it was nice and warm through the afternoon. By the time we got off the golf course, it was beginning to cool down a little bit, but yeah, it was a nice day. If you take into account that it bit every once in a while, it still wasn't a bad day.
Oh, yeah. Are you on 625 or 675? Because I'm on 675. Roger.
I'm on 675 because I'm at 11 in Gratiot in a restaurant.
I see what you're saying. See how it takes to hang up the receiver, hangs up from the whatever we talk. It takes about 3-4 seconds. Then it goes back off. Like that?
just a setting in. He probably didn't set right. It doesn't bother me too much. You know, you're supposed to have 3 or 4 seconds in between transmissions for it. If anybody has an emergency, they can get in. Or at least that's what they tell me.
I like that. I really do. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the other repeaters, it's not that way. As soon as you let your hand go from the mic, it clicks right off.
You know, this is a different repeater than mine. John got this one all set up, swapped him out. He wanted to use the other repeater on 225.
I show that, yeah. And by the way, this morning I had, I got on a 10 meter, it was 3 people on. One of them was in Nebraska, the other one from Kentucky, and just now there's a guy in Massachusetts.
So I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do and finance it and put an antenna up, and then I'll be able to get on 10 meter. Radio sitting in the garage collecting dust right now because it needs an antenna and a power supply.
Hey, let me ask you, did you ever look at the, there is, but I don't know, the, you know, the one, the stick on the ground, do you have one of these?
No, I don't have anything yet. I'm looking at either I'm going to do a long wire, inside long wire, so that I got, I can tune it to different bands, or I'm just going to throw up a PCB antenna and tune it to the 10-meter radio.
You tell me the CB antenna, it go on the tree, so you'll be able to talk on the 10-meter?
No, I'll probably get a tripod to put the CB antenna off the roof. If I go, then I'm going to figure out how tall I can get, how high I can get in my tree out front. That would be the end-fed long wire. If I can get it high enough, I can go multiple bands with that.
Yeah, that would be a good idea if we can do that. You know, that's what I have is... It's, right now it's on the ground with a long antenna and the 10 meter hub. I call it hub, so I don't know.
Is that Brian?
Yes, it is.
Called you a couple of times. I hadn't heard you on that new radio. Anyhow, good evening. Hello, Jack.
Well, I am on it right now, Sean.
Oh, okay, but the other place.
Well, I just decided to check it out and heard Jack's on, and then I started talking to Jack. You know, Jack's like that.
Oh, no, I know. I just surprised I hadn't heard you at all on the other one. All right. Anyhow, I didn't mean to interfere. Go ahead, Jack.
Sean, you know that anytime. I'm not going to say nothing. You go ahead. You guys go ahead. I'll be here. Don't worry. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, let's see if I got it. Yeah, it's okay, Jack. I just Brian got that new P25 radio, and I just hadn't heard him on P25, so I was just keeping an ear for him there. That's all. No big deal. More tongue-in-cheek than anything. But I am putzing with something else here and turned up the radio. I saw the signal meter, so I turned it up and I said, I'll be darned, there's Brian. Thought I'd ask. I am going to get back to what I was doing, though. You guys carry on. WRUU 850.
Brian.
Well, anyway, Jack, I heard you out there. I thought I'd say something because I was sitting here at the restaurant watching the Tiger game, talking with a couple of friends.
I don't know, Brian. You cut off.
All right, Jack. Well, I'm going to step back anyways. I got two conversations going on here. I will catch you later. Sean, have a good evening. WRFX 966. I'll be clear on your final, Jack.
Hi, Brian. Take care. Have a good evening. Sean, today I made three contacts this morning on 10 meters. Hi, Brian. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Well, they're going to kick me out of here in a little bit anyways. I will talk to you later. Have a good evening. WRFX 966.
WSJI 847. WSJI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. One more time. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township. WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township. Anyone copy?